training in your righteousness. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Whew. Amen. Isaiah 66, verses 1 and 2. We want to read them first and foremost. Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build for me? Where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hands has made, and all the things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of contrite spirit, who trembles at my word. You know, one of the things that we've been praying for, and we pray this in our own lives, it's we pray every day together, is, Lord, increase our capacity to host your presence. In layman's terms, Lord, open me up wider so you can fill me up more so I can pour out more. Yeah. So I have more of room in me for you. So increase my capacity, my ability to host your presence. See, some of us, and there's nothing wrong with this if this is where you are, doing my job, but now I'm looking at it from the perspective of the department. I've got a higher view of it. I am standing, you know, up here looking and seeing every moving part versus my one spot. My one spot. That's the heavenly mindset Christ wants us to have. That's what it means to be in his glory, have his glory on us, be the glory of God like we talked about last week. Heaven is my throne. Everything that operates, everything begins and ends in this place. So if you're going through something, if you're trying to make a decision on something, if you're seeking something, go back to where it originates from. Go back to the beginning. Go back to the heart of where that thing was ever planted, birthed. Go back to where he who sits on the throne, who has ultimate control, is operating from. I know all of us as kids, and those of us that have kids, we go into a shopping store, whether it's grocery store, Food Town, or the old Kmart or something, and we used to see those gumball machines that had toys. Who do we run to for 25 cents? Who do we run to for 25 cents? Because as a six-year-old, you don't have 25 cents in your pocket. Who do you run to? Your parents. You go back to the authority, the one where all decisions are made for you. So let's take that and multiply it and run to our ultimate authority in Jesus, where this all begins. Because he goes on to say, earth is my footstool. Now, heaven is his dwelling place. It's where all authorities comes from. Earth is his footstool. That word refers to the work of his hand, his creation. It's what I put effort into. So heaven is this place where he has sit at the throne and I rule my kingdom, is what God is doing. And we get to rule with him. And he's saying, earth is my footstool, my creation, the thing that I have built, the thing that I'm constantly working in. But my question is, where can I chill with you? Where can I go and just be with you? Where is this house, this place, where I can just come and enjoy my time with you, where I can love on you, and you can love on me? See, the house is this right here. This is our place of worship, right? These four walls are not our place of worship. They just keep the elements away. Our true place of worship is right here. Where is this house where I can come and just enjoy you, and you can enjoy me, and be intimate with me, and let me be intimate with you. Let me reveal to you the secrets of my heart. Let me reveal to you the depth of my thoughts. See, I don't know about you, but if I got something private to tell my wife, I'm not going to be on the other side of this room and go, "Hey, honey," and share, yell out our deepest secrets, right? In front of everybody in this place. I'm going to wait till we have those intimate moments and go, "Honey, I need to share this thought with you, or share my heart with you." It happens in private. And this is where what God is asking us. When will we have a private place together? Who will make a private place for me, a place where we can go and just rest? We don't have to do anything, but you can hear me. And see, it's in that place. Because he goes on to say, where's the place of my rest? And the word rest in Hebrew, it literally, here are the different synonyms of what that word means. A place of comfort or comforting, a permanent place, a place of rest, quiet place, resting place, or resting places even, plural. But I love the fact that part of it is a place of comfort, where there's comforting, but it's also a permanent residency. See, a permanent residency, a place where I can continually have that time with the Lord. Our relationship with God is not a hit-and-run relationship. We don't come to church Sunday morning, have that hit-and-run moment, and walk away and go back to normal life. We carry His presence. Lord, increase my capacity to host or carry or create a permanent residency of Your presence in this house, in this place that I've established for You, that I've created for You. See, God created our hearts, right? He created us. He knows who we are. But it is our choice to determinedly decide, this is Your time, God. This is Your place, God. I will not be distracted. I will not allow anything else to take its place. This will be for You and only You. Why is this important? Because it is in this place that we go back to the throne room and we can perceive things with that heavenly mindset. It all circles back. A prince or a princess who will eventually take over the throne of their father or mother as king or queen does not learn how to be king and queen only by sitting there watching mom and dad make decisions. What happens? The king or the queen will take their prince or princess with them, say, "Son, daughter, see this decision I made? What questions do you have about it in private? This is why I chose to do this. This is why we decided on following this route instead of that way. This is the reasoning behind." That's mentoring. That's intimacy, where I'm receiving in-depth knowledge and awareness of something the general public will not. That's how a king or a queen raise up their son and daughter to be a future king and queen. It's exactly the way God created this process to look like. Therefore, it's exactly the way He wants to create, He wants to have this process with us. It's as simple as, as an adult, you know, we mow our lawn, right? Fathers, mothers sometimes mow their lawn. And yesterday, I actually was thinking about this when I was calculating in my mind how many more times I'm going to mow my lawn this year. I'm like, you know, next year, I'm going to have to buy Martha Ellen a little toy lawnmower because she's going to want to start walking with me and doing this. That's how God created it to be. It might be initial curiosity, but it's more than that. It's training. It's mentoring. It's bonding intimate moments where you learn something or something is passed down so you can eventually do it the right way. A father teaching their son how to change a tire, or teaching their daughter how to change a tire. Or a mom teaching their son how to change a tire nowadays. Doesn't matter. But it's in those moments. The father doesn't go, hey, get all the kids in the neighborhood. Let's have a class to change a tire. He says, come on, let me show you how to change a tire. And in those intimate moments, it is done. It is taken care of. So what he's asking us to do is saying, where will you create this place within you where I can train you, because you're already my son and daughter, as you've accepted me in your heart as your Savior. You're already co-heirs to my heavenly kingdom. But now let me teach you how to reign, how to rule, how to walk and talk like a king and queen, how to present yourself like a king and queen. Whether you're in your own home or you're at work or in your neighborhood, wherever you are, that you present yourself that way. You don't dress like a pauper because you're not a pauper. You put on my garment of salvation, my robe of righteousness. You put on my crown that I give you. Right? We read about that we get a crown that Christ gives us. And you're not going to walk around like this with a crown, right? You're going to hold your head up high, and you're going to walk with confidence knowing who you are when you put that crown on. So he's saying, take those moments. Create that time. Make time for me to show you how to be exactly what you are meant to be. How to reign in such a way. How to make those right decisions. Because, see, most of us are not doing that. Holy Spirit has convicted me of not doing that at times. Because he wants that permanent place. It could be for some of us a regular moment of the day, first thing in the morning. This is what I do. I spend time with you this way. For others of us with different schedules, it may not work at exactly the same time. But he's asking, make this time for me. It's important to me. And I want you to think about this. This is God asking this question. How is it that it's so important to God to want to be with us, but it's not as important for us to want to be with him? Think about it. It's that important to him to be with us that he's saying, please make time for me. Make this place. Imagine the Lord of creation, the King of kings who sits on the throne is saying, I have time for you. Will you make it for me? The one whose responsibility is the nations and all of creation is asking for you to make time with him. He's asking that question. I mean, in our minds, we're like, oh, I wonder if my dad has time for me or my mom has time for me, because they're always working. They're always busy, right? A lot of times, that's as a child, that's the question you have in your head. But this is now our Father, our King, who has all this crazy responsibility, who knows every hair on every single person's head, right now on this planet and knows exactly how many follicles fall out every 6 seconds, saying, I want time for you. Will you make time for me right now? Will you do this for me? Because I have something I want to share with you. I want to reveal my secrets in my heart to you. I want you to have it. I'm not holding back everything, you know. I'm not like the old lady who's teaching a young woman how to cook like her but holds back a secret ingredient that she doesn't want her to know. I want to give you all the ingredients. I want to show you everything. I just need you to make time for me so you can learn how to rule and reign in your where you are, the way you are, with the personality I gave you, because you're unique to me, because there's no one like you in this world. I created you with this specific personality, with the even the way you think is the way I created you to be, so that now I just want to refine it so it comes from a heavenly perspective. Not from a worldly, earthly, singular person perspective. But I want you to see things how I see them. I want you to know things how I know them. So you can make decisions and move in things the way I move in things. Could be as simple as we used to walk by somebody who's limping and go, oh man, poor guy, to now, you know, God wants him healed. I'm going to pray for him and see what God's going to do right now. That's a heavenly mindset. That person's upset right now. You know what? They can say no to me, but I'm going to ask them if they want me to pray for them right now, because I know how my dad can work in the situation. It's those little changes that make the difference, that create the difference between those who are walking as a prince and princess, as co-heirs with Christ, and being prepared to reign with him, and those who just aren't. I believe God's calling us for that depth of intimate relationship. God did not create us just for this world, but for eternity. He did not create us to live in eternity alone with him, but with his kingdom full of awesome men and women whose hearts he loved so much that he died on the cross for, to live in eternity with them. So the question becomes, where is the house that's built for me, the place where I can rest and just be intimate with you and teach you how to rule over my creation? Because remember, in Genesis, when he created Adam and Eve, he gave them authority and rule over all of creation. Remember that? And I'll just read you this really quick. This is Psalm 8, 4 through 6. What is man that you are mindful of him? It won't be on PowerPoint. And the son of man that you visit him, for you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory, crowned us with glory, given us glory, his glory, we are his glory, and honor, and you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hand. You have put all things under his feet. He's talking about Christ, and he's talking about what Christ has given us in Christ. A lousy ruler will bring a country to its knees. A godly ruler will prosper a country. Scripture. Every successful king ever written about in the Old Testament was successful because they surrounded them themselves with godly men and women who spoke the heart of God to them. Now your Father, He'll use people around us to speak to us. That's what the church, not the event we call on Sunday morning is, but the church is for, the people of God. But He also wants to share the intimate knowledge of ruling and reigning in His love with you and I. In this place where He can just be with you. Would you stand with me? Whew. Just put yourself in that receiving position right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Just want to release right now in the name of Jesus over every heart here, really over every mind, which is the way we think, not your organ, but the way you think. The mind of Christ right now. In Jesus' name, I just released the mind of Christ that we begin to think like you, Jesus. The way you thought, to see things the way we perceive. We perceive things the way you perceive them, Lord. You didn't see just the moment, but you saw beyond the moment. So I release that over all of us right now. And I release over you right now the heart of God. The heart that is foundationally built on love. And knows their place, their authority, and the power they have been given in Jesus' name. Just release that over everyone. Just receive that in Jesus' name right now. Receive that in Jesus' name. Notice I haven't felt led to release commitment to make that place of rest, because that's on you. That's on you. That's every single one of us has to make that decision. That's where our free will comes in. Wow, I'm just seeing right now, eyes open. I literally saw eyelids just start opening up as if the Lord is bringing revelation to people. So yes, Lord, more revelation, God. More revelation into who they are in you and what you're calling them to do and be right now, Lord. More revelation. More, Lord. More. More. Feel like some of you now are beginning to get a glimpse of who you are meant to be, even. So if that's you, I want you to just start thanking the Lord for that, because He's given you a taste of what it's like to have that intimate space with Him. This is the kind of stuff He wants to reveal. So I feel like He's bringing revelation of your part of your destiny and who you're meant to be. So give Him glory for that. Say thank you. Just say, simply thank Him for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. More. More, Lord. More. Thank you. Oh, yeah. In a moment, I'm going to turn it over to Danny to close out the service. But Father, just want to thank you, God, that you are drawing closer into who we are created to be, that we are not limited by who we think we are, but we have limitless purpose and potential in who you know we are and who you designed us to be. In your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father God, for sending Jesus The Bible says he is the chief cornerstone in which everything builds upon. And you can't build any building without a strong foundation. And he gave us that foundation. And what he has asked of us is to spend time with him. Imagine the King of Kings who created everything and can take away anything. But his goodness, he has given us the crowns. Because he said, Bible says he is crowned with many crowns. And he's given us a crown. We want to thank him for being so merciful and being so loving to us and calling us his children, because he bought us at a price, the ultimate price. And just know that we are his heritage. We are his workmanship in Christ Jesus. Now we're going to split up into groups of 3 and 4, which we usually do. And as you're praying, as God leads you what to pray for the people, send them off with a blessing. A blessing. Because even though we pray and have needs, we also need his blessing. Without that, we're nothing. But he considers us more than nothing. He considers us his very best, the apple of his eye. So you can break up into your groups, and then you're free to go after that.
Sure.
This was from earlier worship. I'm sitting in the back, and I was receiving a message of... kept receiving the word school, and I kept asking the Lord if it was for somebody or for everybody, and he didn't say for a single person, but he did say somebody was having a difficult time, whether it was educational or emotional or with friends, or I'm not sure, but he did give me a confirmation that it will be okay, whatever you're going through. It might be a little difficult, but stay fast with him, and he will get you through the situation. And the reason why I'm saying this now, because I was a little nervous to come up here before, and he said, if I don't come up here and say something, he's going to be a little upset with me. So, I got a feeling. I was like, all right, I'm going to go say something now. So, all right, thank you.
We just released that testimony right now.
It's been on my heart for quite some time, but and I reached out to Tiffany this week because I've been through a lot this past year, a lot of loss, and there were times where I wasn't sure if I was going to make it out of that darkness, but I have, and it's not just about being clean for me, which I do have 25 days clean today, which is a freaking miracle. but I know that it's been, you know, from your prayers and from my own personal relationship, like Pastor Mike was talking about, making that time in the morning. I mean, I have been busier now than ever, but I still... The difference is I make that half hour, even if it's a half hour, I wake up and I make sure that I communicate with God, and that I make sure that, like, I pray for, like, for me, you know, it's honesty with myself and others, because addicts can really be in denial, you know, and just keeping that open mind and that willingness to do what I need to do. And obviously, I also always ask for the Holy Spirit to be in me and to work through me. I ask God every morning to take my will. And if I feel like I've taken my will back, I have to sit in my car and I pray again, or wherever I am. If I have to excuse myself at work, you know what I mean? But I just wanted to give testimony because, like, I could not do this on my own.
Thank you, Jesus. Just bless her. You may be going to your groups, but please make sure you got whoever's Jacqueline you're with, you guys bless her big time and just impart some power and strength upon her in Jesus' name.